Vayiklu anorin, vayi esav ish yodea tzayet ish sodeh, v'yakov ish tam, yoshev oholot. Rashi says, kozman sheyu ketanim, lohayu nikor v'maseyem, ben odom medaktek v'hem, mativa, kevet shenasu b'nei yud gimel shona, zeh pirish l'botei midroshes, zeh pirish l'avod azor. Full bar mitzvah, we didn't really know what's going on. After that, one guy went to Beis Medrash, one guy went to the church, wherever things are going on. I put the radio on for 2 minutes today in the car. They're talking there about, this is 6 o'clock in the morning news. They're talking about, I was away to a Brit, Prime Yablak had a Brit, boy, those who remember from the Shir, the Brits this morning. So on the way to the Brits, I have the radio at 6 o'clock in the morning, talking about teens at risk. Guns, knives, drugs, illicit relationships, all this stuff. Who's at risk? It reminds me of the Sayyid Luanarim. Asim is at risk. Right? Why they say, we used to think it's only if you're poor, if you're this, that, none of the other things. If you're doing badly in school, if you're spending a lot of time with unsupervised with the parents, you're at risk for these things. I heard the radio, the new study came out. Just keep this in mind. There are dangers and lurking all over the place, in all sectors of society. Asim was 13, boom. He went out to hang out with the gangs. He became the Russia gangs ultimately, but he was a gangster. So the Medrash Rabbah, on this very pasuk, says, based on this pasuk, Yidlo Anorim, which is 13 years, Chayav Adam Latapel Bibno Ad Shehiyah B'Gimel Shana. But a father is obligated to take care of his son until he turns 13. And afterwards he says, Baruch Sheptarani Me'oncho Shulzeh. The whole source of Baruch Sheptarani is the Medrash and his pasuk. That is why most people, when they say Baruch Sheptarani, they say it without Shem Hashem. The reason is, because it's not found in the Gemara. The Vilna Gaon says they say Shem Hashem anyway. And most people say it's not in the Gemara, it's only in the Medrash. We don't say it, we don't plan to take it, we don't say Shem Hashem.
Why is this
pasuk
the source?
It's mikan, based upon this pasuk. Chazal said 13 years to take care of his kid. Afterwards, he said Baruch Sheptarani. So the Prima Gada Master Kashin in Orach Chaim, which is called in Siman Reish Chof Hey, I believe it is. How come we find Baruch Sheptarani only by a son and not by a daughter? Today he asked that question. You have to be crazy to answer the question. But he asked the question. He gets an interesting answer to give. As well, we all know the obligation is to be mechanech your son. There's no obligation to be mechanech your daughter. Oh, how's that going to go over today in Teaneck? Not too big. Not too well. But wait a second. There's another pshat bromshav. I told you I'm not going to bromshav. A simple pshat. Which is bromshav bromshav shazam. That I until now was punished for not taking care of my child. So it's not being mechanic and probably now after 30 there's no chiv anymore. So it's not the part of a daughter. There's another pshat, the levush. The levush is pshat, which the Maharam quotes there, is bromshav tarani bromshav is the opposite. Until 13, my child will be punished because of me. After 13, it won't happen. Who said so? Rambam and Chaschuva. Where did he get it from? A Medrash and Rus. Medrash and Rus. So the Kribbutz says, oh, a father who doesn't want to, feels terrible if his son will be punished on his account. Oi, what a terrible feeling. If someone should be punished because of me. Oi, oi, oi. Turns 13, it won't happen anymore. Takes the Baruch Shem Tarani. No longer will my son be punished on my account. No. The says there are many people who say to you, I'd rather suffer than have someone suffer because of me. That's a high moral attitude. You know, people suffer because of you. It's terrible people suffer because of you. I'd rather take the suffering myself. Right? Right? Beautiful idea. In fact, the Prima Gadim, so what about a daughter? Said the Prima Gadim like this. Because the Rama bases the din on the Pasuk and Chumash. It says, Loyum Subanim Alavas, Loyum Subanim Alavas, Loyum Subanim Alavas, Ish Pecheto Yumas. Pasuk is safe as far. Ish. Ish means only under 13. Ish Pecheto Yumas. But if you're under 13, then you're not an Ish. not an ish. So therefore what? You could be punished, chas v'shalom, because of the sins of your father. Ish v'lo isha. That's what it says in the Prima Garden. Be very careful to know what does it mean, ish, which way does that cut? Does that cut ish v'lo isha on the person who's being punished, on the person who's causing the punishment? It's not so clear that this should even, it should even work. And whichever, there's another question people got to ask. Why doesn't the mother make baksha trying to buy mitzvah? She shouldn't make it. She's got to do it. She's got to do the caterer, got to do this. Then she make a baksha tarani. I explain that one. She wants to, well, a mother's not chayav in the chinuch of her son. Or she's not punished for the sins. Prima Gadev is on thin ice, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm not blaming him. This is a discussion. Huh? No. The Gemara knows it's talking about by Nazir. Most Rishonim hold that a man is chayav in the chinuch of his daughter except for Nazir. Nazir's an exception. And the mother's probably also chayav in the chinuch of her son. And her daughter, for that matter. So she says, a mother's make for her daughter also. So I found that some of the modernists, some of the women's libnikas I saw, that they were having new Lubavitch rituals. There's a bar, a bas mitzvah, everyone makes a bracha. The father for the daughter, and the mother for the son, and the mother for the daughter, baruch shem tarani all over the place. But the problem is against the Gemara, against the Medrash, against the Shulchan Aruch. What's going on? I wanted to give a new answer, a new pshat. My pshat is hinted at on the bottom of the Medrash, in the Kedusha HaRadal, the bottom of the Medrash Rav. He says over there, he thinks that the baruch shem tarani, the father makes of the son, is it because of the obligation that the father has to teach Torah to his son? That's all he says. Let me elaborate. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph and Nichols Talmud Torah. He starts by saying as follows: Noshim v'avodim uktanim p'turim v'talmud Torah. Avol ha'katan oviv chayav l'amdo Torah. Shemera v'limadat ha'masos v'nechim. Some more than the Rambam, no? He starts off with the left foot. You did this in your turn paper, they take points off. Start off with an exception. You first give the rule, then you give an exception. Noshim, I bought him kind of Peturim Itam Torah. I will cut and Abu Chayav Lam Torah. So, funny way of expression is that. Here's the answer of both sides. Rambam is teaching us a Yisod that there's no Chiyuv to teach Torah to someone who is Chayav himself. If I'm chayav myself, the obligation is only mine. The only way, the prerequisite for the formulation of the obligation of a father to teach his son Torah is the first day that the son himself is taught. He had to start off by saying, Noshim avodah buktanim apturim itam b'torah. And therefore the father's obligated. Once the child turns bar mitzvah, the Rambam implies, he's no longer a katan, he's no longer a chiyuv, believe it or not, avolimadetem osim espenecha l'daber bo. Does that mean that the father and the son go wild after 13? Chas v'shalom. There are other obligations. You have to make a teacher son a parnos. You have to get him married. It's not that it's all left to bar mitzvah. You have to make sure he's a mensch. The obligation of parents are towards their children. And you have to teach Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is not part of the matter. The matter is only Torah Shabbat Chsav, the Rambam says. So the Chazanish already writes that the other obligations exist, but they're not formally included in the Limadata. So too, after 13 is not the Limadata. It's a general obligation. Same as Torah Shabbat Peh. Same as swimming and as getting married and making a trade. Having a trade, yes?
Isn't that going against the text of the Rakhah?
Right. But the father's going to be punished, Chas v'Shalom, for not teaching his son Torah and not fulfilling the Limadata and also his benech on the Daber Bum. The father will be punished, Chalila, for not discharging his obligation. However, once the child turned 13, and the father discharged the obligation, he taught his son Torah Shabbat Chsav until the age of 13, he fulfilled for the amount of the Moses Benech on the Dabar Bon, and makes the bracha Baruch Shabbat Tarani Moshe Chosel. We understand very well now why it's limited to the father-son relationship. Because when it comes to teaching Torah, it's clear the Gemara and Kiddushin, without a doubt. No obligation of the father towards the daughter, or the mother towards the son, or the mother towards the daughter, doesn't exist. That obligation exists, it doesn't include the limadata. This would explain why the bracha is limited to the father-son relationship. It also explains why the minhag exists in Klal Yisrael, that the bracha is made when the son leans in the chumash. Very common. It leans in the Sefer Torah. The son leans in the Sefer Torah, gets his aliyah, so it says in a small print. When the son gets his first aliyah, the father's bracha shifts around. Why? Do it earlier, do it when they turn 13. The answer is no. The aliyah is demonstrating. The kid can lane, show if the father taught him or had someone else teach it for him how to lane from a safe and Torah. It's not so easy. With the trump, with the nekudas, with everything. Oh, but the father did a good job in the mat, the most benechem. Gemara, that was sent to high school. We'll worry about that later. But right now, for the mat, the most benechem, he's fulfilled the mitzvah of Torah Shabbat, which is the mat, and he makes a bracha on it. Okay? So far, so good. This explains the Vedna Shabbat and the Parsha. You understand what it means? Chayev, I don't let Papa no. What's the context? Context is by teaching Torah, right? If you're teaching Torah to the children until 13, that's talking about, and then the Yaakov invited the base medrash, and Esav also the gangs. In the context of teaching Torah, that's where the bracha of Baruch Shem Torah is found in the medrash Rabbah and is possible in this week's parsha. Good. I want to add one more nekuda. In the world that we live in today, there's a big issue that you must have faced in your family at one point or another, one way or the other. That is, we call the bas mitzvah issue. Or some people call it bat mitzvah. No difference. How come we don't have the same kind of a fancy catered affair at a bas as they make at a bar? So Rabbi said there were three positions they wanted to see with the kids and immigrants. Rav Moshe writes a tshuva, a bas mitzvah is nothing. It's a birthday party. Gonched. Somebody wrote him back, what are you talking about? If you look at the reasons for bas mitzvah, it applies to bas mitzvah too. The Marshal asks in the Sefer Baba Kama, Yam Shul Shlomo, where does bas mitzvah come from? It comes from the Gemara Baba Kama in Kiddushin, where the Gemara says that when Rav Yosef was taught that Rav Yosef was blind, and he was taught that a blind man is chayav in mitzvahs, he gave a party. The Yom Tov of the Rabbanim. Why? Famous Gemara. Godol what? Godol Betulah Yosef. Beinim Betulah Yosef. He gave a party when he found out. But the Marshal, how much more so should a party be given when you find out the Mechuyev? When you actually become Mechuyev. You actually become Mechuyev in the mitzvah of in mitzvahs should make a party. When a boy turns 13, becomes chayav mitzvahs, that's when you make a party. So some posts can say, after Moshe Shiloh, wait a second. The same as a boy becomes chayav mitzvahs at 13, a girl becomes chayav at 12, make the same exact party. So Moshe is now on the defensive. You know what he answered? Well, you can't tell that she's chayav. Because a boy, when he becomes chayav, counts for a minion. Some tefillin, a few things you can tell about Mitzvah Bracha from that. A girl, you walk at the shul, how do you know who's bas, who's not bas? You can't tell the difference at all. You can't tell. Therefore, there's no suit. So some critics say, much hakeret, the modernist said, even more reason for a suit. A boy, you can tell he shouldn't need a suit. A girl, you can't tell he shouldn't need a suit. You can make a bigger suit. Tanzer Mavadi Yosef, Shalita, and his two Mitzvahs. Rav Moshe is wrong, and it is a complete and perfect equation in girls and boys. The same logic applies to boys, applies to girls. And the bas mitzvah should be the same as the bar mitzvah. The caterers love this pshat. Mafresh, they love it. So I thought an in-between view as follows. What's the source of bar mitzvah? If you look carefully in the Magen Avraham, he calls it a Zohar in effect, which is as follows. A person is required to make a Suda when he brings his son into mitzvahs, just as he makes a Suda when he marries off his son. When you marry a person, make a big Suda, so too when you make a bar mitzvah for your son. Remarkable. So Bavadya says, oh, he equates this Zohar, which the Magen Avraham quotes, The Machzis HaShekel on the bottom of the Magen Avraham says, oh, this Zohar with this Mashal are saying the same thing. That's the basis for the Yichavadas, the same thing, boys and girls. The two laws applies, it's also the same thing. Lanias Dieti, the two different things. I'll try to prove to you one. Upon whom is the obligation? The Yapshul Shlomo's obligation on the Bar Mitzvah. He became the Tzimur Yosef. He himself, the 13-year-old. But the Lashon of the Zohar is Chayav Adam Lasas Mishta B'Yomisha B'no is Chayav Mitzvah. Not a Chayav on the son, Chayav on the father. In my opinion, that Tzvei didn't. Two Alokas. Is a Chayav on the father and a Chayav on the son. Chayav on the son is the Tzimur Yosef, as the Marshal said. And I'm willing to concede, I'm stoned and borrowed part for this, I'm willing to concede that the chiyuv on the son and the chiyuv on the daughter are identical. The two of yours, like Lavadi said, makes sense to me. No? To make the same gaudy, big, fancy party and the same catering hall, the whole business? No. Why? Because when a boy or a girl turns bar or bas mitzvah, they don't want fancy parties. They want to get together with their friends and eat pizza. That's what they want. To sit there and at the table for 3 hours and hear speeches. That's how they want to have a good time. So why do they make such a big shebang at a bar mitzvah? Because of the Zohar's reason. The same as at a wedding, you make a big shebang. Correct? So too, at a bar mitzvah, you make a big shebang. Why? I just came from a bris. Bris yesterday, bris today. A bris, you make a big shebang. Make a suda. That's like a suda. Bris, you never know. Why? Here's the answer. It says in Kiddushin, in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, that a father has obligations towards his son. Here's Nilo, he's picking up Ben. Here's the Lamdo Torah, Lasio Isha. At each stage that the father discharges successfully another one of his obligations towards the son, this warrants a pardon, a suda. Suda smith. Bris Mila, make a suda. Pidgin Ben, you make a suda. Where's the suda for Torah? When do you finish the matter? I told you before. When the child turns 13, the father finished with the matter, only cutting of a kind of lambda. That's why he makes a big suda. When he marries off his son, what does he fulfill? A siyavisha. Again, makes a big mesivah. This is a major mesivah, the same as a wedding is catered, a bar mitzvah is catered. It shouldn't be crazy. No, should weddings be crazy? Okay. But if you make a bar mitzvah like a wedding, that's wonderful. But you would just be crazy. Make a wedding like a bar mitzvah. I don't mean it should be a barbecue in the back. I mean it could be just not crazy. So therefore, it comes out like this. It comes to a girl, her obligation to make a party, I think, exists. But to the also. But here's that the father's obligation to make her a party doesn't exist. So that's what I'm adding. A suitor that should be on a completely different scale. Shouldn't be to he's inviting his friends. Yeah. At your bar mitzvah, your father invited all of his friends, his neighbors, his relatives, or so did my bar mitzvah. Invite all my friends. Yeah. The whole balabat and the whole shul came, and then remember the krovim came, and then hamidim came. People came. My daughters were about bas mitzvah. I didn't make anything. My daughter had a mesivah. Actually, she had two. All my daughters had two. One they had in the house. For the family, the inner family circle, and then they had shul that I'm not sure if it was either pizza or Frank's, whichever one they preferred. Pizza, Frank's, and they had some, I don't know, they had projects. One of them had some Israeli dance project, one of them had a chesed project for cancer patients. You know, they have these beautiful things, and one had I don't remember anymore. And they said it about Torah, and then everyone was happy. That's how you celebrate about Smith. No balloons and no caterers, no nothing. No band. Okay, this is my ha'ara, that we should look at the sources. I think that there's a distinction between men and women. But women should be completely ignored either. I'll say in certain circles they make a zero note of a bas mitzvah. I'm not times. They're happy. The girls are happy. The parents are happy. I'm also happy. You're not leaving among it. I'm also happy. And then the old days, you know what happened after they go into the details. But today, if the women were looking for their place in society, to just sort of shunt it aside would not be, in many cases, advisable. But at the same time, the mesiba is their mesiba, not the parents' mesiba, not the father's mesiba. It's much more low key. Can they relieve shot based upon this medrash, based upon this Doctrine of Tirani analysis, based upon the these halachos? Okay? I'm done on the Pasha Shavuot. Now,